Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, right here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. And, of course, to our over-the-road truck drivers, thank you very much for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, it is the one and the only, the informidable Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
All right. Thank you, Captain, and hello to everybody.
Well, we got mostly clear skies tonight. Cooled down a little bit, 68 degrees.
Wow. Would you believe it? 46 where I am.
I would believe that.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, gang. All right, I would believe that it's 46 where you're at. I was going to say it was below 50 because I could see some of the temperatures out there to your east.
Yes, exactly. And we've got a lot to talk about in the weather segment tonight as well.
Oh, boy.
East, yeah.
Do we? All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Well, a couple things happened here in the last couple hours, Kyle. Number one, the House had their chance to pass the increase of the budget deficit and structure, and they did.
They certainly did. On Wednesday, they passed it 221 to 209. And so now that's going to head over to Joe Biden's desk, where he's, of course, going to sign it just a little while to go before the government wouldn't have money to pay its bills. And, of course, Captain, I'm sure, you know, government has to keep running, but I wonder what the American people would feel about the idea. Can they just raise their debt limit, especially with all the Bidenflation going on?
Why not?
I know. More the merrier, I guess.
Sure, why not?
Yes.
If they can do it, we can do it, right?
That's right.
Anything you can do, we can do. But, oh, never mind.
That's right. So now they've increased the debt limit, and now also they don't have to revisit this, evidently, until 2023, which projects this out past the midterm elections next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they didn't want this hanging on the table. Now, the House also voted to hold Mark Meadows, the former presidential chief of staff for Donald Trump, in contempt and referred his case to the Department of Justice for criminal prosecution.
Yes, that's exactly right. So here we go. And speaking of the midterm elections, Captain, this is part and parcel of gearing up for that because they really need something to distract. Can you imagine what the inflation and what's going to be happening with the economy and the crime and all this stuff as we get deeper into 2022? They're going to want something to talk about other than all that.
Well, they had something to talk about because Joe Biden shot his mouth off at a Democratic Christmas party and said that they're united on their message and the Democrats are united and the Republicans have got another thing coming. We got a message for you, Republicans. You're going to be surprised. And yeah, we are. They're going to cheat again, but we know what they're going to do.
Well, you see,
and we're going to stick it right back in her face.
Well, that's exactly right, because slowly but surely, these different states have been putting together these measures and so forth.
Yes, they have.
And they are, let's talk about what happened in the Commonwealth of Virginia, for example, with all the poll watchers and the shenanigans were not going to be very easy to poll. And when you have that kind of recipe, that's a recipe for success. People want to have an honest election. Well, that's what it costs these days. You have to have eternal vigilance for that.
And they're not going to try to do something unless they're really dumber than a box of rocks, the Democrats, that is, in front of the poll watchers that are going to be watching their every move.
Well, exactly right. So when Biden said this, you know, maybe he was trying to sound encouraging. Maybe he truly believes it, or maybe this is what he's been told. We just don't know. But Captain, if he looked at his cratering poll numbers and really realistically did that,
oh, he doesn't look at polls.
Well, that's what he said the other night. That's right, on one of the late night shows. And but honestly, you know, if he thinks that there's some magic wand he's going to wave and get the American people back on his side, I think he's sorely mistaken. Because the policies that he is implementing or allowing to be implemented, whatever the case may be, is literally destroying things in this country.
That's true, but then again, he may be taking his orders from President Liz Cheney.
Well, no kidding, or something like that, because it just seems mm-hmm. that he enjoys the accoutrements of being president, but is he going to make these tough calls? I don't think so.
All right, well, good morning to Richard DeMarine out there in Oregon. He sent us a message. Let me read it here because it sounds interesting. Good morning, Captain, Mr. Kyle. Steady rain, snow, and ice on roads, 37 degrees.
Wow.
Told you.
Yep.
We told him last night it was coming.
That's exactly right.
Yep, and the temperature's going to drop tonight, so there'll be more ice out there. So there you go.
Exactly right.
That's a shame, though.
Well, that's right, and of course we've seen this big storm move through, and especially in California, there's been some mudslides and all kinds of stuff because of those burn areas, Captain.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. I do hear the music coming up, and that means that we got time to take a break here, and we're going to take a break with Kathy, and when we come back, we've got a new Christmas greeting for you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Local Commentary, wishing Captain Matt Bruce and his wonderful audience a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you very much, Ron Edwards, and we appreciate that. And I'm sure the audience does, too. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, my friend. And you'll hear him again tomorrow on the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch in Hour Number 4. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends up at MyPillow.com. Was on the telephone to them yesterday talking to them. And they are very, very, very busy. And they're loving it because people are standing up and supporting Mike Lindell, which is what you should be doing. Because if it wasn't for us talking about him, the selected people that are out there endorsing his product, he probably wouldn't have any business. And he knows that. And he thanks everybody for the support you're giving and the amazing sales that they're having over there. Now, as I told you, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, and on the home page, you'll see a whole bunch of things listed there. It'll say, with promo code, price is so-and-so and such-and-such. Well, the promo code you need to know is one word, Captain. One word, Captain. And then you can use that promo code to go over to what's called the Radio Listener Specials page, where they now have well over 100 items listed there, and some really great items, and some things there that are marked down as much as 75%. Again, you will see, with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such. Well, promo code over there, same thing, Captain. Now, if you want to order by calling them up on the telephone, versus doing the internet, because you might be afraid your card information might be hacked and all that, and some people are. The phone number is very simply 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now remember, MyPillow.com, great gifts for Christmas. Something there for everybody on your shopping list, including your dog and your cat, too. And I'm not kidding. Go over there, look it up, and you'll see what I'm talking about. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. 5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go ahead and order, and you'll have plenty of time for it to get there by Christmas. And if you want to hide that stuff, you can hide that stuff. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Is anybody hiding anything for you?
You know, I think so. About this time of year, that's right. Things get hidden away in different places in the home. So,
do you have a basement?
I don't. No.
Do you have an attic?
No.
Do you have a garage?
I do, yes.
Uh-huh.
So that's basically where stuff goes.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm thinking. Yep, because the number one place to hide Christmas gifts is in the attic. Number two is the basement. And number three is the garage.
That's right. That's right.
Yep. And I saw that in a poll that was conducted.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love the polls, right?
Right.
All right. Well, getting back to the Senate yesterday when they voted the federal debt ceiling up and then sent it over. And that was 50-49, by the way, strict party line. And then they sent it over to the House tonight where they voted it up and they're going to send it along to Biden for signature, 221-209. Now, my question is, who are the Republicans that voted for this? Did you see a list anywhere?
I have not seen the list yet. I know, as you mentioned, there's 50-49 in the Senate, and that's because I think the senator, one of the senators from Wyoming, was not present for the vote. So in that case, Kamala Harris would have simply come out and cast her deciding vote at that point. But no, we're finding out who those Republicans were, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out, and we're going to tell the people, because we need to get that out there, because there were Republicans that voted for this debt ceiling increase.
That's right, yes. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone through the way it did.
No. Now, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has denied the Biden administration's appeal of a judge's order that required the restart of the Remain in Mexico policy.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so, of course, historically, people would come into the country claiming asylum. They would wait out their time before they would ever get a hearing, if they ever got a hearing, or if they ever, sort of showed up again. But what President Trump did back in 2019 was implement what they called the Stay in Mexico policy. Now, this has come under criticism because of the conditions that happen when people are just across the border in Mexico waiting. But that, Captain, I think has a lot to do, too, with the Mexican government and
uh-huh.
having people in their country than it does necessarily for the United States, per se. But there's going to be a lot of criticism about this, keeping the Biden administration from reversing it, because, of course, the judge, evidently, I believe, is a Trump-appointed judge. And so the games will begin on that.
And the Mexican government is doing everything it can when the illegals come up towards the border to guide them through the process to get to where they can sneak in across the United States border. And I did say sneak in. This is the Mexican government telling them how to do this. And then that's how they get over here.
Well, right. And one of the big questions, of course, about seeking asylum, if you've come from a country and you've passed through several countries that would have been safe harbors for an individual, well, then that's not really seeking asylum.
No.
If you're trying to get away from something, if you get to safe harbor, that's where you end up, and at least for the time being. And then you could try to immigrate to the United States. But this whole thing is something where, as you said, it's come through these different countries directly for the southern border of the United States.
Which is why the Remain in Mexico policy was instituted by Donald Trump to begin with, and he had all kinds of teeth behind it. The law was challenged, and it's been challenged again, and the Biden administration has been told, nope, that's the law. They have to be in Mexico.
Well, precisely. Otherwise, what is the alternative?
Mm-hmm.
It would be exactly what was happening when President
yep.
Trump put that in place.
And I heard something mentioned last night on one of the programs, I don't know which one, but they were talking about how many people had disappeared into the United States that they have no clue where they went. The number I heard was 2 million.
It's really unbelievable, but that's precisely the idea. If you simply come into the country and you will somehow get a court date, but maybe, or maybe come back, or maybe not, there's no way to run a railroad.
That's not what this is. This is people that came across the border and simply disappeared.
Oh, okay. So
they were never registered anywhere.
Well, right, yeah, and that's, I'm sure, even a conservative...
Which, again, leads me to, I don't know where they came up with that number, but that was a number that was mentioned on a show last night.
Well, and you know, Captain, too, that, you know, even when this becomes more front and center because of this decision, you'll hear this, the number, it's only 11 million. There are 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and of course, that's, you'll hear something like
that. Was 10 years ago, probably.
Well, right, but they don't want to change that number. They don't want to really take a look at it, unfortunately, but that will be at least in that ballpark of what you'll hear on some of these different shows.
Yeah. And our governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, says as soon as they can round these people up that have snuck in here or been dropped off by the federal government, they're going to load them on planes or trains or whatever, and they're going to send them up to Delaware or Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, but you know, the influx of people coming into the country, it really doesn't even work to their benefit for the people themselves. Because I think, Captain, the Democrat Party elite want to maintain a permanent, almost underclass of people who've come in. I don't know that they're really trying to help them excel, help them try to live the American dream, or any of these kinds of things. And it's really very sad because America is a place where people can come and they can make a better life. You know, I'm sure we all know people who have done so. And unfortunately, it really is sad because people get stuck, you know, and it's not a good thing.
Yeah, and if you're overseas and you want to come to the United States, all you got to do is go to a United States embassy or the United States consulate and start filling out the paperwork and wait wherever you're at for your chance to come over here.
Right, precisely.
That's all you got to do.
Because that's historically been the promise of America.
Yep.
That's right.
So trying to jump the gun and come over here and sneak your way in over the border is not recommended to anybody.
Well, no, but again, that's why the Democrat Party elite, they relish this because they believe it's destabilizing, number one. Number two, they believe somehow, some way, they're going to acquire more voters who will simply keep them in power in perpetuity so they can do whatever the heck they want. And that's not the American way.
Well, you're right about the voters. They believe that these people are all Democratic voters, and I don't think so.
I really don't, because, you know, Captain, people have come to this country typically, you know, they do want to work hard, and they do work hard, or they take jobs nobody else wants, this kind of thing, but they're really perhaps more in line with conservatism than liberalism, but they need to do it legally. That's what needs to happen.
Hold that thought, because we're going to take a legal break, and when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and it's a great day in the neighborhood. Great day to hear Mr. Ron Edwards. We'll let him take us to break here.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Booth, on America's Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You got it. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, I ran into somebody yesterday with our Have Lunch with the Captain series over at Mission Barbecue, and they told me that they had just gotten a hold of some Relief Factor about a week before, and they were taking it, and I said, well, how's it working for you? They said, well, nothing happened for the first couple of days. They were taking it as directed, and then all of a sudden, over the weekend, boom. It kicked in, and they haven't had any discomfort or pains with the problems they were having. And these people were suffering from arthritis, a husband and wife. They were suffering from arthritis. And, again, arthritis is like bone on bone, and it really hurts, really hurts. I know that because my right shoulder is arthritic. But the thing of it is, folks, is that when you try this, the three-week quick start, it means what it says, 3 weeks. At the end of 3 weeks, you'll know whether or not it's going to work or not. And it doesn't really work for everybody, but I've yet to run into somebody it hasn't worked for. So there you go. But you got to try it to see if it'll help you, and if you can kick the habit of some of the stuff that you've been taking. Like I was taking Mobic and Flexeril prescription drugs, and I got rid of them because I was able to find Relief Factor and take it, and it now takes care of my problems. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs anyway. It comes with the natural ingredients in it of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which is exactly what you need to reduce the inflammation in your body. And it also goes to the source of the pain and helps you with the pain that you're having. And it might even help you with more than one problem. Say you've got a shoulder like I've got and a wrist like I've got. It'll help with both of them. Might even help with your back, too, because when you get it into your system means it's in your system. And it's not, again, not got loaded with drugs. It's drug-free. So it's a natural remedy. So the way you get that is by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me. And there's also a link for it on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'm going to say something now that's not going to be popular by any sense of the imagination. And there may be a segment of the audience that may really not like what I'm going to say. But I have to repeat this because this was a headline that I saw yesterday, and it was on Fox. You ready?
Yep.
It was entitled, "The Enemy Within." The squad firebrand, Ilhan Omar, now faces opposition from all sides over a controversial bill as Democratic infighting intensifies. Now, Ilhan Omar is part of the Systemic Anti-Semitism, a civil rights issue of epic proportions, I might add, and she has been called that by a human rights lawyer because she's trying to pass legislation to get rid of people that have been, in her vision, attacking them, her and her friends, like Lauren Boebert.
Right, right, exactly. You know, well, there is a lot of infighting in the Democrat Party. There's just no doubt about it. And I think a big part of that, Captain, is the squad and where they're trying to take the party. They've colonized into it quite effectively. Promoting these kinds of things that I think most Americans would simply not agree with, but under the guise that they're trying to do good by, you're pointing out these horrible things about America and trying to set things right. I don't think they're trying to set things right.
No, they're not. They're trying to establish their own agenda, which has nothing to do with the America that you or I want to be a part of.
Well, that's right. And, of course, Ilhan Omar, with the infamous saying about 9/11, to say some people did something.
I still remember that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you live that down, Captain. I just don't know, how that's really possible. She actually has benefited quite substantially from coming to this country and so forth.
Even though she did have to marry her brother to get in here.
Yes, that's right. Which
nobody's touching.
Well, that's exactly. But she has benefited substantially from coming to this country, mm-hmm. as so many people can and have. Mm-hmm. But yet for her to say the things that she says is quite abominable.
Now, yesterday, WRAL Television, which is a Raleigh television station, had a story they were doing because Joe Biden mentioned it again about the truck driving thing in passing somewhere in his travels in the last couple of days. And Biden's absurd lie, and it is a lie, that he used to drive a tractor trailer. Never happened, folks. Never happened. But what did happen, the closest thing that I can find and verify on the Internet, is that back in 1973, Joe Biden hitched a ride on a semi from Syracuse to Delaware riding in a tractor trailer, but he didn't drive it.
That's a far cry from what he's been saying. At the very least, Captain, at least he's telling the truck driving story and not the Xi Jinping story again, because we're all sick of the Xi Jinping story.
Well, we know that's a lie, and he knows it's a lie, and he doesn't dare say it. So he keeps bringing up this other stuff, which we also know are lies, and he's just the guy's just a habitual liar. That's the only way I can describe it.
Yeah, yep.
Or what do they call it? Pathological liar.
Yeah, the pathological liar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, Captain, we did find out, I believe, there was one Republican who voted in the House to raise the debt limit. It was a 221 to 209 vote, as you were saying earlier. But the one person from the Republicans was Illinois Representative, get this, Adam Kinzinger.
Who's on his way out.
That's right. So he probably said, what the heck?
Well, I'm surprised Liz Cheney didn't.
Yeah, but so there you go.
Okay, now, human rights groups are keeping up their campaign to denounce China's evil and repressive regime as the 2022 Winter Olympic Games approach. And now a new strategy has emerged. It's called shaming the corporations that have signed on to the Olympics. Now, pouring money into the money-making extravaganza for ignoring the torture and abuse of China's own citizens, namely the Uyghurs.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, I think was it John Kerry, not all that long ago, just a few short weeks ago, was being asked about what was happening in China and so forth. And, of course, and he basically said, it's not my lane. It's not my thing, you know, or something. And I'm only talking to them about climate change and our collective interest in this or whatever. And that just seems pretty weak to me, Captain, because it seems like the United States should be standing up for human rights. But, of course, going right back to the squad, remember, the United States is horrible. It has a terrible human rights record or whatever it is. But yet we can stand up for that. And it's sad when we're not.
We'll help them leave.
Pardon?
We'll help them leave.
Well, sure. Well, exactly right. But it is putting a kind of a sticky wicket for the Olympics, because you want the athletes to go, but now we're not sending officials, and then there is a lot of money going to China for this.
Now, before we go to break, I want to get this in there. A Christian attorney believes that Joe Biden's Defense Department will soon encounter a buzzsaw in federal court if it continues to double down in denying service members who are entitled to a religious exemption from the COVID-19 inoculations. They are entitled to that because they are conscientious objectors in the military, and there is such a thing, and they need to be recognized. And right now the military is not recognizing them, which goes against their own policy.
Well, as this would work its way through the courts, and of course there was a decision just a couple of days ago regarding these kinds of exemptions, so we don't know how that's going to play in, but eventually it would seem, Captain, that seriously held religious beliefs, conscientious objection, is one of the foundations of freedom of expression in this country. So this person could be right. They could hit a buzzsaw.
Okay, I'm not sure here. Jeff, if you're asking me about the Village Inn, send me the message again, because I'm not sure what he's saying there. He just sent me a message. I'll have to see what that's all about. But he just did make a comment. He said pathological liars is a prerequisite for election in the Democrat Party. That's what he calls it. Democrat Party.
Well, yeah, you never know. That's Jeff. Yeah, thanks to Jeff
and Sarasota.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have Kathy give us the telephone number and take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Yeah. And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I don't care about the conversation. I don't care what the
my tribute to Ted Nugent, whose birthday was yesterday, Kyle, and we missed it. So I'm giving him a belated birthday wish and happy birthday to him and playing a little rock in the process.
Yeah, I like that song. That's cool. Ted Nugent.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely got a beat and you can dance to it.
Yep.
All right, well, let's just mention really real quick, a rapidly strengthening storm system will shift from the central Rockies to the upper Great Lakes through Wednesday and Thursday with widespread high winds exceeding 70 miles an hour in some locations. Now, wind damage and power outages are likely with difficult to dangerous travel conditions in many areas. Now, critical to extremely critical fire weather conditions are expected from northeast New Mexico into southern Nebraska. And the wind is going to be a problem. There's definitely a change in the weather coming behind this. It's going from warm to cold. And we could have some storms kicking up out in front of it around the Mississippi River again. But, boy, I sure hope not.
Yes, exactly right. Yes.
So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
All right, Captain. People are picking up the pieces in Southern California after the massive storm came through. Lots and lots of rain, maybe 3 inches in some places. And, of course, up in the mountains, they got several feet of snow. But what was the real problem was the burn areas causing mudslides in some places and causing some evacuations and having to try to take care of things in the aftermath of a lot of rain. Now, that rain and snow now, of course, is now moving east, and we're tracking some snow up around Flagstaff, Arizona, and that's going to be going across I-40 if you're in that area. There's also various rain and so forth that's going to head on down towards Phoenix as well, so be advised of that. Also, north of that, St. George, we've got some snow coming up Interstate 15, and then also around the Salt Lake City, Provo area, and all the way up to Logan, you've got snow happening, also sleet as well as you come up Interstate 15. Over east of that near Grand Junction, Colorado, we've got some rain in that area and, of course, all this moving that direction. But Colorado, Utah, getting some much-needed snow up in the higher elevations as this storm moves through. Up also near Billings, Montana, between Bozeman and Billings, this along I-90, you're going to also have snow and sleet on the interstate there. Now, up on Cabbage Pass, it looks like we've got 24 degrees right now, Captain. Bare pavement, but roadside snow of about 2 inches. Snoqualmie Pass, we've got change required in all vehicles, basically, because they have about 29 degrees going on there right now, so you could be into snow or ice conditions, of course. And then also, up in Portland, Oregon, where Richard the Marine was talking to us about it earlier, it is about 37 degrees. About 1 to 4 inches of snow are expected above the 500-foot level. And right now, rain for the next few days in Seattle, Washington, at about 39 degrees right now.
Yeah, and we also heard from Bill C. that said that there had been some snow in Portland, that it snowed there yesterday, but we were talking about right now what Richard told us, that he was getting snow with rain in his area, so there you
That's
go.
Right, and he's on the central coast there of Oregon, exactly.
Yeah, which is a ways away from Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let me go up to North Dakota, South Dakota. We've got some variable conditions there. We've got some cold temperatures up there. That's one thing for sure. And there is a freeze warning, a freeze watch warning in North Dakota. But in South Dakota, Sioux Falls and South Dakota, you have got a hard freeze up in there, along with the winds of the western part of Minnesota. Definitely another cold spell coming your way. And the south part of Minnesota, south half of the state, windy conditions today. And that's going to go over into Wisconsin. Also, some really cold temperatures along the lakes up there, whether it's Superior, whether it's Huron, whether it's Michigan. You're going to have some real chilly temperatures along with the wind, and there's a possibility, depending on what way that wind blows, for snow to kick up during the day, which could make life real exciting up there, right, Kyle?
Yes, exactly.
And then we'll just backtrack a little bit. Wisconsin down to Illinois, over to Missouri, up to Iowa, as I said, the southern half of Minnesota, then going over into the northwestern corner of Arkansas, most of Oklahoma, the central part of Texas to include the Metroplex down there in Dallas. You've got windy conditions will be coming through there. And by the time it gets to the Mississippi River, there's a strong possibility that it could kick out some of these storms again. I'm not saying it's going to kick out tornadoes, but it could kick out some more thunderstorms. So you got to pay attention to the weather again going across I-40, I-70, I-64 into St. Louis, I-80, I-90, and I-94. You got to pay attention. Those high winds up there, up in the northern plains, could blow you over. 70 miles an hour could certainly blow you over out there in some of the wide open spaces. And then, just for the heck of it, well, there's some fog tonight down there coming out of New Orleans, straight north for about 100 miles up I-55. So be advised of that. You're going to be in fog for a good ways coming out of New Orleans.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Now, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget that when you're out in the highways and byways of the land, you can pull into the pilot of Flying J. You're going to find a nice warm cup of coffee, or hot cup of coffee, I should say, and that's going to help to warm you up in these winter weathery conditions. And when you stop in, be sure to join the Drivers Club because you're going to start earning points on all the things that you buy at the pilot of Flying J, whether it's supplies or fuel or food. And then also download the app, the My Rewards Plus app. You can track your points. And if you're looking for a perfect gift, you may find it as well at the Pilot of Flying J. And if you're looking maybe for a perfect stocking stuffer for your favorite road warrior, think about getting them a Pilot of Flying J gift card. You can get them on site, or you can also get them online at pilotflyingj.com.
And don't forget to apply for the Pilot or Flying J fuel card, because that can save you a lot of money on some different things that you were going to buy anyway, and your points will be automatically put on the fuel card for you. You'll know what they are at all times, and you'll also be able to take advantage of the fuel you buy. The more you buy, the cheaper it gets, so it'll tell you in stages how that works. And I had one for years, and it was really really good. Really appreciated being able to take advantage of that. Plus, the Drivers Club.
Yes, exactly. And also for pro drivers, guess what? You get to earn up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills instead of having to do 15 with the other guys.
Works for me.
Yep.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And there's some guy here that's going to take us to the top of the hour on the break. So don't go anywhere. We're going to let him do that. And we'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.